Now.
Rains continue in the Bay Area this morning and much of the day today. So take it slow. As Greg mentioned earlier, lots of traffic, many accidents on the road, standing water as well. So give yourself the time that you need to get wherever you're going.
Yeah, I know you're having trouble on the bridges right now. People texting in, 24 is a mess, 580 a mess. And then also, all three bridges apparently are a mess. Keep your traffic reports coming. Maybe we can keep some of you out of the mess, and you can leave a little bit later today to get to work. But rain is pretty heavy, and it started overnight, and we expect rain off and on throughout the week, end and into next week. Supposed to be the first day of spring.
Supposed to be.
That's why I went and got this Botox. The first day of spring.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've got to look good.
New
season. I'm going to the beach next in a week and a half. I'm going to be on the beach. I'm so excited. And my Botox from Dr. Bay kicked in over the weekend. I was so excited. It's so fun to watch it, like, progressively. It takes, you know, 1 to 3 days
right
to kick in.
Yeah,
so it's fun.
It's
to watch.
Like super smooth. Like, what? Oh, and you can still move your eyebrows.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Hey. Yeah, Dr. Bay said he likes to do this V thing.
Uh-huh.
Right. This V shape. To where you can actually still move your forehead, but it looks smooth.
So. It does look nice.
It did, yeah.
I got it done as well, and I got to say, this is it's an interesting feeling, though, because, like, you feel it kind of like, you know, smoothing things out. It feels kind of neat.
That is in your head.
No, I feel anything. It. I totally feel
you
it.
You feel it, because it's all in your brain.
I know, exactly.
You think you feel
it. I do. I feel it.
And you don't feel it.
Anyway, I do see it. When I look in the mirror, I'm just like, wow, this really makes a difference. It's crazy.
It's everything out.
Yeah, there's so much to do at Dr. Bay. I was actually talking to my trainer about him because he started following him on his Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And his Instagram is intense, right?
It is.
He puts up stuff, the real Dr. Bay.
Real Dr. Bay on Instagram. He posts, like, people getting lip fillers before and after pictures.
I mean, but much more dramatic stuff.
Yeah,
than
it's like botched, but on Instagram.
Check out, if you've got the stomach for it, the real Dr. Bay, because he puts it all out there. It's like, he's not trying to hide what they do in the office.
No.
Nah, some of it is not. He makes you look pretty after he takes away some of the other stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's really amazing. What it comes down to. Like, you know, I've always been sort of like very curious about this stuff, but I never really wanted to do it for myself. But the more I read about it, the more I meet people, somebody like a Dr. Bay, mm-hmm. who really knows what he's doing, it's awesome. It's like, okay, this is what's going to make you feel better. It's going to raise your self-esteem. This is going to make you feel better as a person, feel good in your own skin. It's
well, I know that there were some listeners that we did a field trip over there last week after we contacted Dr. Bay, or he called in to us. We did a field trip over there. There was a couple of you who were mad that we didn't take you with us. Uh-huh. I was talking to him about that. There's a possibility at some point that we might be able to take some listeners over there. So if you're interested, or if you have questions for us or for Dr. Bay, I think we're going to try to get him in here. But if you have questions about it, 888-456-9970. And also let us know if you would be interested in a little field trip over there.
Ooh.
He did tell me that any field trip to his office could include champagne and possibly caviar.
Oh, girl, I'm there. I am so there. I'm going just for the food.
Are you
going
to do... You
no. Do you not hear me in this video?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So what I do is I do 2 injections on the crow's feet.
Sounds like you're doing a great though.
Still, I'm gonna go right underneath the eyelid. I'm gonna soften those up. So this is different than the crow's feet. These are these little lines underneath.
What?
It's just a little bit. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. So
Michelle,
I did the crow's feet.
You notice that I'm not making any noise.
Exactly.
And it's happening to him.
No. But you know, nobody would die from a bruise.
Oh my!
Yeah, you're right. Second thought.
It's really nothing. You know what I found out yesterday? A girl in the hallway who works here, she was asking me about it. And she said, and I do not know anything about this. This is a question I definitely need to ask Dr. Bay. But she said that women who wear high heels a lot get Botox in their heels.
Yeah. You never heard about that?
I had not heard about that use
what's
of Botox.
Purpose?
All the Kardashians have it. It's padding because they're in their high heels 24/7.
But your feet won't hurt.
Yeah, and it's actually genius if you think about it, because then you can literally look cute wearing your high heels all day. And
that was one of the things that Oprah always talked about, how she only wore her expensive shoes out. She would wear them out onto stage, mm-hmm. and then as soon as she sat down, she would take them off because they were so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And apparently, these girls who are on their feet like that all day long, and they have to wear these shoes, they get Botox in their heels.
I've heard about it. It's not a secret. People do that.
Yeah, this girl wants to do it. She was asking about it, a girl that we work with.
Tell her to ask Dr. Bay. I'm curious, too.
Well, we can ask that. If you have questions, you can ask us, and then maybe next week we'll have Dr. Bay in and he can answer these kind of questions. I also know Botox is used under the arms to stop sweating if you have heavy sweating.
My ex used to get Botox in his armpit and on his back because he would sweat so profusely, mm-hmm. and it works.
Yeah, it does.
Nando and Greg.
Inside the commercial-free commute at 7:14 right now. That means we're about 6 minutes away from paying your bills at 99.7 now.
And we're about to give you the weird news, but I think we've got some questions about Dr. Bay on the line, so we wanted to take a couple of those.
Wendy, what is on your mind?
So I heard you guys talking about all this Dr. Bay stuff, and I heard that there was that one lady that was going to get the mommy makeover, and I'm just curious if you guys know if there's any kind of fat loss thing that isn't lipo.
There's all kinds of fat loss things that aren't lipo.
Right.
Yeah.
They're just harder.
Yeah. I've been trying these body wrap things, and I've spent more money than I want to admit.
Those body wraps don't last. They only...
Yeah.
You only lose the weight while you're in the office.
Yeah, they just are not working. And I don't know. I've gone vegan. I've done keto. I did the Master Cleanse. And it's like I can get my weight to fluctuate a little bit, but I just can't lose my gut and my belly fat.
We were actually just at his office last week. We did a field trip. We got Botox, but he has a whole room set up for this non-surgical fat reduction procedure where it actually freezes your fat away.
How does that work?
Well, I actually have had it before, and I may get a little bit more from Dr. Bay, but basically it's a machine. It clamps on, it sucks your fat in a certain area, and then it sucks that up, and then it freezes it, and then basically your body flushes what gets frozen out of your body.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I've had it a couple times. It worked for me in certain areas of my body, so I may do it again in another area, so maybe you'll have to come with me.
Yeah, I'll go with you. Does your skin tighten up?
Yes,
after?
Your skin tightens up, everything is kind of pushed up, and here's the best part of it. You sit there, he's got Netflix in the room where they do it. And he told me that I could bring a couple of people and have a mimosa party while I do it.
Oh, my God. Count me in.
Okay. Take me. I'll go with you guys.
So if you're curious about it, maybe you can come watch me do it while drinking mimosas and watching Netflix.
That sounds amazing. I will take you up on that.
Yeah, that does sound like fun. All right. Who wants to go? 888-456-9970.
We'll see what happens. You know, I really think, Shan, this is your job as producer, to get Dr. Bay to come in to answer some of these questions. I don't know that it's ideal to have me answering. I can answer.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
I feel like I do know the answer to all these questions, but I think we should get him in here just to make sure that I'm right.
Okay.
He could check my work.
It's good to have the doctor. Expert.
I know. I think we have one more call, Tamala. Ask about it.
She's been hanging out here. Tamala, you want to come along? You have some questions about Dr. Bay?
Hey, good morning.
Yes. Hey, do you want to go on the field trip to Dr. Bay?
I do.
What's the thing you want to learn about?
I want to learn about filler. I'm 43 and I've never had anything done, and I'm curious. I see all the videos and I'm kind of scared, but I just want to see what it would do.
I don't want to
alter too much, but I just want to see how it can enhance.
Yeah, you want a subtle change. Maybe there's a little area that you want to check out, so you want to see what it looks like to get filler and what it would be like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting older, so I can definitely see a little bit of a difference, but I feel like I take care of myself, but at the same time, why not?
I think we only live once, so yeah. I don't know.
Really, anything that makes you feel better and so quickly.
Yeah.
All right, well, he's going to be in here hopefully next week, so we can help answer some of your questions, and then hopefully he'll agree to have some of us over all together, and we'll put you on our list for the field trip.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, I can't guarantee the champagne and caviar, but I tried to get him to do it.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, Tamala. Thank you very much.
We'll really work that angle. I mean, if we get him in here and put him on the air and then put him on the spot, is he going to say no to bringing in champagne and caviar?
We're going to need to get like a limousine bus and have everybody come over for this party.
See, now we're talking. That's a real field trip. I'm down. Get a yellow school bus. Go dummy in the yellow bus.
Don't go dummy. Let's go classy.
It's Weird News Wednesday.
Well, the only reason I'm bringing this story up is for you, Shan. I feel like you'll feel like a small victory after you had a meltdown over the Flintstones house and how the city of Hillsboro wants to, you know, go in and take some of those structures down. They say it's not zoned properly. Well, this is another zoning story, but this time it ends up where the homeowner gets the big FU to the city.
Tell me.
So I figured you would like this. Jason Windus of Santa Rosa is getting a lot of attention. A neighbor of his complained about the height of his fence causing a lack of visibility on just one corner of the fence. And after the city wrote him a letter telling him it actually violated local ordinance, Jason then went and found a friend who had a big old electrical saw, and he cut down just that portion of the fence. So it looks really ridiculous. But he cut down that corner portion of his fence to the regulation they said it had to be, down to a maximum of 36 inches, where now you can clearly see into his backyard. He said he had the high fence because he's trying to keep his dogs in and keep the neighborhood safe. Well, he didn't stop there, though. He added a garden party of naked mannequins to his yard that are now completely visible to everybody
this
who goes by.
This makes me so happy. Are y'all permit patties? Are y'all good to go now that you could see through this poor man's fence and now you get to see all his naked mannequins?
Listen, I have not been to Santa Rosa since my friend's house burned down. Mm-hmm. So it's not my issue.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the night, Shan, you'll be happy to know this as well. Most of the neighbors actually support him.
Thank you. Most
of the neighbors who spoke on the news thought it was funny. They think it's cute. Now, the city, they are not talking right now. They have clammed up.
Yeah, because they feel dumb.
He said, listen, they kept sending me letters saying that they were going to fine me daily, every day, if I did not comply with the fence regulation. So now I've complied with the regulation. And according to the news, they've looked into it. There appear to be no zoning laws applicable for mannequins in your backyard.
Yeah, there you go.
He can leave it there indefinitely.
Yeah.
Well, until the city comes up with a new reason.
A new and the permit patties come back and try to fire back.
Until the same neighbor that complained about the fence going to complain about this.
I looked at the fence. That fence is like literally like 12 inches high and you could step over it. And he got some big old bull mastiffs that are about to run up on that permit patty neighbor of his. So I hope that they're happy. I hope that they're happy and now they get to see all those naked mannequins because this is what you guys wanted. This is why you guys were talking about this lady's Flintstones house. Like, this is what you guys get.
It's
like, seriously, this is all for this. Like, this poor man was so scared that he had to chop down all of his whole fence. Like, that's what they're doing to this poor lady in the Flintstone house.
Just let me know when you're done, and I'll continue.
Everybody needs to mind their own business. I'm trying to get on. Some snowflakes. Like, why did you have to be so nosy that you needed to see through this person's yard? Who are you? Ugh. All right, I'm done now.
Okay. All right. I was going to let you go as long as you wanted to go.
I'm getting fired up.
Shan, what if they charge you $500 a day?
I would chop down my fence like him and put some naked mannequins up so everybody could take a nice little peek through my fence since they wanted to so badly.
Well, I'm glad that he and the rest of the neighborhood seem to be happy about it. It just seems to be one unhappy person out
there. One unhappy person that you had to waste your day and write a letter to the city. Get a life.
Are you done now?
I'm done.
All right, moving on to the next story. A 50-year-old man in Detroit tried to kill a cockroach that he found in or he saw in his home on Tuesday morning by throwing his shoe at it. Unfortunately, the man had forgotten that that shoe is where he keeps his loaded gun.
I
mean,
how big is that
again,
shoe?
Again, this is just Darwinism at its best. I mean, the man didn't die, but I mean, you keep your loaded gun in your shoe.
Don't you keep that in a safe?
You should.
Yeah.
So anyway, when he threw the shoe with the gun in it at the roach, he missed the roach. But when the gun hit the ground, it discharged, shot the man back in his foot. So he had to call 911 and be taken to the hospital. Sounds like he's going to be okay physically. Mentally, he's already a lost cause.
You shouldn't even have a loaded gun in your house, right?
Much less in your shoe.
In your shoe.
Much less in your shoe.
And it hit him back in the foot.
Like, in his defense, Shan, if you live in Detroit, you probably should have several loaded guns. You should probably have a loaded gun.
Got to protect yourself. All right.
In your house, but maybe not in your shoe.
That is your weird news.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Sponsored by First Flag Supply. From import and export, warehousing, and supply chain finance, First Flag Supply has you covered for all your needs. FirstFlag.us or call 650-200-1775. Won't be long now. Game of Thrones, the final season, will hit HBO, but maybe Jon Snow revealed too much about the final season. He said in an interview that he was there on the set the entire time. So as like the other characters and other actors and actresses had come and gone, and he got to see some of his friends and had a really good time, he felt like he was there the longest. So what's
the
spoiler?
That makes people think that he won.
Right.
He won the war.
Exactly.
But he's the winner. He should win the war. I wish they didn't do these stupid wall thing. Everything else would be great. I like when you get into the drama of the families and do all that stuff. But nobody cares about these White Walkers. And who cares about that? Get rid of that.
Dudes care about that.
They
want to see these like monstery
so long
things.
And then thank God I record it. So then the fight scenes that last like 30 minutes, literally 30 minutes of ching, ching. Ching, ching, ching. Play that. Play that lady. Ching, ching. Okay, I just fast forward all the way through that. And then if I see somebody die, I rewind. Oh.
I do. That's where
dead.
I tend to fall asleep in a movie.
I go right out. I don't care. Like, I don't mind the fighting. Okay, but not 30 full minutes of fighting. Okay?
No.
We need to get that down to about 7 minutes.
Get it down to like
minutes.
A minute. I'm good. And I can stay awake through that. But once it gets extended and all the crazy effects and this and that and this punch.
We need to get back to showing Jon Snow's ass. Let's just be honest.
I hope
why we're here, okay? We're here to see Jon Snow's butt. We were here to see Draco's whole entire body. Bring him back from the dead and put Aquaman right back up on TV.
That'd be good.
Where we need to see him.
Jamie Lannister, too. Need to see more of him.
No, he only got one arm. We ain't into one arm
people. That's fine. I'm not discriminating.
Oh, yeah, you have a one arm friend.
I do.
He got the weirdest menagerie of people in his life. You got one eyed guy, one armed guy.
No, you got
like if
I
they've
got
been
two eyes
run
now.
Over, if they've been
he
run
has two
over,
eyes now.
Kicked in the groin,
listen,
he collects them.
My friends are from the Island of Misfit Toys. I'm there with them. All right, I can't wait for Game of Thrones. Like I said, Jamie Lannister with one arm, bring it here, drop it here.
No, I like this. I love the Evil Queen. I'm hoping she makes it toward the end. It's like watching American Idol. It's who's going to make it to the end. I hope that she makes it to the end, too. I love her evilness.
Or does she get her comeuppance finally?
I mean, she will. Everybody wants her to get it, so she's going to get it.
Is that going
to
be too predictable?
I mean, when she blew up all of that city, she's standing there looking out. Ooh. She even blew up some of her own people, all of her own people. I was just like, damn.
Ruthless.
That's me. That's me.
You can't get any meaner than
That's
that.
That's me. Not mean. Me. Me. I love her.
Blow it up. All right. Meanwhile, Ariana Grande, we're noticing that she's been hanging out with Big Sean. Then she got back with this other dude that she mentioned in Thank You Next.
She didn't get back with them. She's just hanging out with all of them.
She just spent time. She basically said she's trying to do, like, you know, kind of reverse the juju in her life, I guess. You know, because she's had a little tough time with her previous boyfriends. So she thought by going back and maybe apologizing and getting right with these guys, that that would kind of help her out for the future. That would start her back on a positive path towards her relationships.
Makes sense.
Do we believe that that makes sense?
I guess.
Well, why don't you do it, Jan?
No.
Yeah, you want to go back?
So I didn't do anything to my exes. They all played me.
You didn't do anything to one of them.
No.
Nothing.
You never were wrong in one of your relationships.
No.
All right.
You know, you ought to move to, like, Florida, where they always talk about that state that's a stand your ground state.
Yep.
You definitely belong in a stand your ground state. You are standing your ground.
Well, may not be a thing for you, Shan, but maybe for Ariana.
Shan, would you be interested in us bringing in three of your exes and interviewing them and then having your retort to their stuff?
Mm. No.
Well, at least you gave it some thought.
Yeah.
But I might be interested. Audience, would you be interested in me finding Shan's exes and asking them what really happened? Please let us know at 888-456-9970.
That's dirty. At 7:36 with Fernando and Greg in the morning.
Let's go.
Wake up in the morning.
Every morning with Fernando and Greg on 99.7 Now.
All right, Elizabeth Holmes. She's a local Bay Area dropout, dropped out of Stanford to start a company called Theranos. And the reason she's now getting so much attention, I've been knowing about Elizabeth Holmes for a while. And when somebody sent this story yesterday and said, oh, this is starting to become a big story, I was like, listen, I've been on this since podcast day one. The Dropout was a great podcast, if you haven't listened to it, about this woman who started a company. And basically what her company was going to do, instead of like when your doctor orders a blood test for you and you have to go into a lab and you have to get the appointment and do all this stuff to find out what's wrong with you, and they draw 3-4 vials of blood, instead her company was going to develop a test you could do at Walgreens with a little machine. It would take one prick of blood, take it out, that machine tell you what's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
The technology was never there. And even though there were insiders blowing the whistle on this thing the whole time, nobody would believe the insiders. And so she was able to become a self-made billionaire. Mm. And it was all on fake technology. The technology never worked. And when they would run the test, she got like a millions of dollar, maybe $1 billion contract with Walgreens.
I was about to say, yeah. Like I even got that far.
And it never worked. And there were whistleblowers on the inside. So anyway, the reason everybody's talking about it now is because they just did a 2020 on it on Friday night. Now HBO is doing a docuseries.
Just released it.
Everybody needs to know, I hit it first. Like, I was already there. So when people are over there sending me like, oh, did you hear about this new thing?
Well, no. Shan, you're kind of funny too, because
I've been knowing about it.
Watched a little of it.
Yeah, I started the documentary last night, and then I was like, oh, her voice. Like, yeah. Why
so she's a fake voice.
Girl, stop. I didn't get that far, but what?
Yes. Yeah. So she modeled herself after Steve Jobs.
No.
And she started wearing black turtlenecks and pulling back her hair. And she started to act like Steve Jobs.
No.
And she lowered her voice to talk like this.
What?
And if they show in the 2020 thing and then also in the podcast that she really talked like this back in the day.
And then she started talking like this.
I guess, to command.
If you want, I have a little bit of audio of her speaking. It is kind of weird.
Heard this company, seeing what it meant for someone to go through cancer and how dehumanizing it is and how objectified you become and how painful it is for the families of...
30. That's just a little bit.
So, and there's a book called Bad Blood about her. Like, it's a huge thing. But it goes to, and I'm not bashing Silicon Valley, because there's a ton good with Silicon Valley. Many great things have come out of Silicon Valley.
Of course.
But on the flip side, this is like a look inside the ugly side of Silicon Valley, where it's like, just try, like, she really literally only wanted to be seen as like the face of this genius company, the first female self-made billionaire. Like, it was just all a scam to her, and now she's going to end up in jail.
Wait, she's going to jail?
She is going to go.
Wow.
She is being deposed, and she's going through all this legal stuff. The company is worth exactly zero. It was a billion-dollar company.
It is worth $900 billion.
She went from 100 to zero real quick.
It is worth zero.
Unbelievable.
But I say, if you can, if you're a podcast person, start with the podcast, The Dropout. That's where it really gets in. And then, you know, the 2020 thing is not as fine-tuned a look, but the girl who did the podcast is the 2020 girl. And then HBO, of course, released a docu-series about it, which is interesting. But
all right.
And think about all these people who invested millions of dollars into the company. They lost all of it. Now, I didn't feel bad for a lot of them, because it's like people like Betsy DeVos, who hurt her. They're evil. They're evil people.
Oh.
So I'm glad they lost their money. But they talked about, I think she was a teacher or something. She invested her last $100,000 into this company. This poor woman thinking, okay, this is how I'm going to get my retirement money. She took all of her $100,000 and now she has nothing. Poor lady.
She can't get it back.
Yeah, that's a life
savings. She can't get it back.
Oh, man.